healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Welcome back to Carl's Cookie Podcast. Okay, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe so you can always catch these vibes. And turn that post notification so that way you can notify every single time it's a piggity, piggity, piggity post chat. Okay, so, we are doing, this video we just did an episode of just like, about, you know, your ex's. Seeing your ex happy and being happy for them and whatnot. And y'all, okay, so I know I said the podcast, but this may be more of like a vlog type of thing. Your girl has actually really grown up. It might be both, actually. Because me a year ago, me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, would never even be at that point. I'm like, if you ain't with me, though I do feel like I'm still the best, I can actually allow myself to be happy for them. And it's only because I found my personal happiness outside of them that has allowed me to be able to say that. Because when I felt like, and in this situation, in particular, I'm speaking about one particular person. I felt like my happiness was contingent on that person. And I felt like, I mean, I was able to do life without them, but I felt like when they were in my life, everything was just great. Like, they just made me so happy. And I do think that, like, people in your life can increase your mood and they can make you happier, but your happiness shouldn't be dependent on that person. And I feel like that's where I went wrong in that situation, is I allowed that person to depict the level of happiness that I had in my life. So when me and that person ended and that person walked away from me, my happiness plummeted because I attached being happy to me being in that relationship. And where that relationship could make me happy, but that person shouldn't be the only reason I am happy. And, like, though, yeah, granted, I had other things in my life going on for myself, and I was, like, very happy and thankful for those things. But a part of me had imposter syndrome when I was dating that person, because that person had a certain amount of followers, and you know that person had a certain level of success. A part of me sometimes was like, I cannot believe that person is into me. Though I've dated people who are on that status, or like, I don't want to speak on nobody's money, so I'm not even gonna make the statement that it popped up in my head. But I've dated other people who are like of a celebrity status, but I never like had the, oh, I can't believe they're into me type of vibe, because like, I guess to a certain extent, I wasn't fully all the way 100% into them. Like, I was, but, like, I wasn't 100% invested. Whereas with this person, I was 100% invested. I feel like they were 100% invested back in me. So I caught myself sometimes, like, I can't believe that, like, this person is into me. Versus it being like, girl, of course he'd be into you. Look at you. Look at all you have going for yourself. Who wouldn't be into you? Like, a man would be dumb to not be into you. Like, hello? So I feel like I was having imposter syndrome and like having like insecure moments based on like different situations that I had in my like other relationships, and then some things that happened with us like early on, when we weren't necessarily together, but like some things that I felt like should have been discussed while we were together. So there were just different insecurities that were created there that sometimes I caught myself like, how is he into me? Why is he into me? So it was a lot of like those things. So I feel like when that person walked away from me, I attached my worth to a certain extent to that person's success. And it was just kind of like the first time we were like public, though we hadn't fully gone public, because we hadn't like posted a photo together, but like we were commenting on each other's stuff and liking each other's stuff and reposting each other's stuff. We'd never done that before. I felt embarrassed that me and that person weren't together, because I know a lot of people keep tabs on my page, and I know people have like figured out that me and him were like back dealing with each other, and them realizing that we weren't together, and you could actually see it like on my face. Well, like you could see it. I take that back. You could actually see it in the way that I felt, which I gotta give myself credit there, because I actually did a great job of like not stopping work and continuing on like with business. So you couldn't see it there, but like on the inside I was really, really hurting. And personally, I was embarrassed and ashamed for thinking what people may think about my relationship with that guy, but then also for allowing myself to be so invested in someone when at the end it didn't seem like they were as invested in me. And that was hard for me mentally and emotionally. And then like everything else, you know, happened in my life with all the like magazine articles and stuff. And I feel like that's how my restoring my faith started. I just hit a low point. My relationship of someone I thought I was going to marry and thought I was going to start a family with ended. My sisters were like the closest people in my life. Our relationship went to poo. My relationship with my parents went to poo. All of my friendships went to poo. All of them. My business went to poo. And it's just like, that was hard of like realizing, okay, I literally am at the bottom. How do I rebuild from here? How do I grow from here? And in the grand scheme of things, in that sense, that heartbreak was like the bottom of the totem pole compared to everything else I had to deal with. But emotionally, that heartbreak kind of started everything, because I was already at a low place of trying to emotionally rebuild when the super traumatic situation happened with my family and a close friend of mine who I actually thought was my best friend. So it was a lot to like process and filter through and think about, but that was the first time I actually like was really in love as an adult. I actually was in love with him for years before I actually had the courage to tell him that I love him. And I actually told him when him and I were breaking up, kind of in hopes that like he knew that how serious my feelings were and that my feelings weren't fake, and kind of in hopes that it would make him stay. When that's not really why you should tell somebody you love them. You should tell them you love them like when you guys are in good standing. But it didn't change anything. We still ended. And I feel like that hurt me even more by me saying that, because I thought I was going to change something and it didn't. So then I hurt my feelings because I was like, dang, I'm so vulnerable enough that I'm admitting that I love this person. And though this person didn't say it back, their actions while we were dating showed that they love me. And I don't know why they didn't say it to me. And then it just made me question freaking everything, honestly. Alright, y'all. Please ignore the fact that I'm about to sit on a pillow. But all this extra weight is because this mattress took a... It's making it sitting really uncomfortable and awkward. But All that was to say that there's been a lot of growth from your girl and just realizing different things. And I don't know, heartbreak as like a young adult, because I was like 19. I was 19 when I first met my first love. And I was in my late 20s when I met my second. And, you know, I feel like I wouldn't have been as intense had the situation with my family not happened, because I was working on, I was already like kind of like dating somebody, and like, well, not dating, I was like talking to somebody, I wasn't dating the person, and was kind of like moving past it. But then when the situation with my family happened, he knew some of the stuff that was going on with my family, and it made me want to lean into him even more. And that's where things became a little awkward. It became even more awkward because he wasn't my boyfriend at the time. We weren't dating at that time, but I was still looking for him to be there in the way that he was when we were dating. And we would still communicate, but to a certain capacity, he wasn't there in the way that I would have hoped or felt like I needed him to be. But then at the same time, he was dating someone else, because this is how things work. The situation happened to me in Miami where I was taken advantage of, and I told him about it. And because he thought that I, and I talked about this before, he thought that I intentionally did that. So then out of hurt, he went and did that. And then things between us became awkward, because things between us just became really awkward. But I know that I really needed him to be there in a way that, like, someone who you have talked about marriage and you talked about starting a family with, just in a way that you would hope that that person would be there. And he just really wasn't. The listening ear that I really needed, well, I felt like I needed, because obviously the Lord was always there. And so I was able to strengthen my relationship, because he wasn't there. That's how I was able to strengthen my relationship with God even more, is because I in turn talked to him. Because not because he was the only person I talked to, as if like he was a last resort, but I wasn't talking to anybody else. So it allowed me that chance and that space to really strengthen my relationship with the Lord, because it really was just him, I, and Coco. And then it became a point of just him and I. And I'm not going into that conversation because I'm going to be crying all night. But I don't know. It's like, you know, you ever have like one of those thoughts of like, if I were to ever see, I thought this all the time with my first love when him and I ended things. I was like, if I ever see him again, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, because I'm gonna boss up because he broke my heart and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Not realizing that the next time I would actually see him would be 10 years later, when me and him dating again. So none of how I was like, I'm gonna say this and do that happened, because 10 years had gone by practically. But this person, I'm like, I don't know how I would react or what I would say if I would ever to see this person again face to face. And honestly, the probability of that actually seems pretty low, because this person hasn't even been in the country for years, and I literally haven't seen him for years. But I don't know what I would say or do if there was ever a point where him and I were sitting face to face to have a conversation about us, our relationship, things that we could have worked on, or just any type of conversation. I don't know what I would say. Like, me a year ago, I would have cussed him out and went off on him, but then I found happiness in my own relationship and found peace, even though he hurt me and did me wrong. But I don't know if I would actually ever I don't have the energy to cuss him out, because I just don't. I don't. But this is a very long-winded video. I need to check on the package. Someone sent me and the babes some gifts, so we want to check to see if the gifts have been delivered. And we will see, but y'all know I haven't received any of my mail while I've been here, so my roommate can be a thief, so we'll see. But yes, I totally love y'all, appreciate y'all, and I will see y'all in the next video, as always, with love. Your girl, Cookie. Thank y'all for listening to my emotional dumps, or debunk, as I like to call them. I don't want to call them dumps, but my emotional debunks. They're awesome. They feel great on my spirit, my emotional level, just all of it. It feels great to just talk it out, child. It does. All right, love y'all. See y'all next time.